Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Man, we are getting called out.
By who?
Over this possum conversation.
Why?
We got teachers chiming in now.
Shouts out to the teachers.
Yeah, hell yeah. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. We are doing this show live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So for those of you tuning in just now, earlier on we were having the discussion because Lee Delap may or may not have breastfed a possum back to health at some point during the course of his life.
May or may not have.
I don't know. We're still getting to the bottom of that here.
He did a Meet the Fockers deal on him.
I don't know. But
you remember when Robert De Niro was breastfeeding his grandchild?
Classic.
God dang, Lee done did it with a damp towel. He done turned the damp towel into breastfeeding. What?
Damn. But somebody wrote in on Twitter, and she's a teacher, Mrs. Clark. Shout out to Mrs. Clark for, I don't know if it's spring break in Colorado where she's from, but she said, you know, I hate to break it to you, but you are in the wrong for dropping the O in opossum. So apparently possum is like the lazy way to say opossum, that we've sort of butchered that here in the States. But opossum kind of sucks, so we're just going to keep calling him possum. So I don't know. Whatever. But that is the very latest on the possum conversation. That
I'm glad we wasted time
just want to let you know, man. Yeah. So shout out to Mrs. Clark. No relation to Joe Clark from the great movie Lean on Me.
How do you know that? You smoke crack, don't you?
I'm just going to guess.
Well, go ahead and jump.
Probably not related.
It might be his daughter or something.
You know? All right. So did they make the new kickoff way much more confusing than it needed to be? Because now it's, I mean, they were talking about the XFL and, you know, they're going to line up. You kick off from the 35, players line up, you know, at the 40-yard line. They're within 5 yards of each other. And then now there's this zone where it has to be returned. If it goes into the end zone, the touchback goes to the 30. Like, it's like they want more kickoff returns. The Steelers then followed suit and signed Cordarrelle Patterson to a 2-year deal. You know, one of the great returners that we've seen over the past 10 years plus. But it just feels like there's a lot going on with this new kickoff. And the onside kick, the surprise onside kick is gone. I know they want, you know, more returns, but it just feels like there's a lot going on here that maybe they didn't need to add all of this to try and get more returns. But here we are. They're going to give this a shot, and they're going to give it a whirl this upcoming season.
You know what? I said this like a month or so ago. The easiest solution to getting more returns was move the kickoff back. So move it back 10 yards.
Yep.
It'll be much more difficult for the kickers to be able to boom it through the back of the end zone.
I agree.
Into the end zone.
I agree.
That's all they had to do.
That's it.
I mean, the other simple tweak, and this would go against a lot of the rules we've seen in the NFL for quite some time in regards to the kickoff, is, you know, you could make it where only, I mean, they've tried to kind of tweak how they go about touchbacks. And in this particular case, they've now moved it out to where you get the ball in the 30, which is a pretty decent advantage compared to where it once was. So, I mean, if you really want to get more returns, don't have any incentive for a touchback. They can't kick it out of the end zone, make every ball returnable. I mean, that's one way of doing it. But it was a combination of wanting to get more returns so it's not a wasted play, player safety, and then how they can figure out the best way of accomplishing both at the same time. And that's why we are where we are with the different formation now in regards to how teams line up, with this landing zone and where the ball may land and where it can be returned from and all that. I mean, it's a lot, but the reality is they're trying to save the kickoff. That's what this is.
Then why not just, like you said, why not just move them back?
I don't know. I'm honestly sitting there, like, I was thinking when this whole thing came out, and I'm like, did no one talk about this? Just being like, hey, dude, let's just move it back. That way we can keep the onside kick and onside kick.
Yep.
We don't have to do anything.
And the surprise element is still there.
Correct. You know,
and listen, if you do an onside kick and you moved it back, it accomplishes what you're trying to do by having the touchback be at the 35-yard line, right? Yeah. You got them close. If you miss that onside, you are now in position to score easier because you probably get it, what, where? Like, if you moved them back to what? The 35? What, 45-yard line? Where are they at right now?
What, the 45? Onside kick?
Yeah, where do they kick off right now? Do we know the yard line?
The 30.
The 30.
The other 30.
Yep.
Yeah, so move them back to like the 20. And if you try an onside, you're already on your side of the field anyway. Right? Isn't that how that would work?
35. Sorry.
All right. So move them back to the 20. Move them back to the 20, because if they're booming the ball out of the end zone, that's an extra 10-yard, or the end zone's 10 yards, right? Is it 10 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you move them back to the 20. If they're kicking it out of the end zone, then it should roughly, estimatedly land at, like, consistently at the 5, in between, like, the 10 and the 5, like something to that effect, like 20 in the 5-yard line, and you're going to get a return. But if you try to onside kick it and you don't get it, they're already in scoring position. They're already in field goal range already to begin with. So why wouldn't that be the change? Why wouldn't that be the switch? That just seems simple. It's like all these rules, all these new languages and lingos that go with it.
And they've done this before, right? I believe it used to be from the 30, then went to the 35. They've incentivized touchbacks by moving the touchback starting point from the 20 to 25, now 30. I mean, it's odd that they pick and choose where they want to make adjustments to incentivize a return or incentivize a touchback, yet, you know, at no point were they just like, okay, let's just move the kickoff back. We don't have to have all this, you know, tape around, you know, where players can be, the landing zone, everything else. It complicates it. And to the biggest issue, like, you take away a surprise onside at the beginning of a half, you take away that element of it where
we have to tell you
gamesmanship. Now you have to tell the other team exactly what you're doing.
That's not a surprise onside.
Right.
Like, there's not a plot twist.
It's hard enough as it is to try to get the ball back. Now you're giving the other team full knowledge of exactly what you're trying to do. And look, I get it. For those out there who are skeptics, they'll just say, well, yeah, dude, like, end of the game, when everyone's lined up for an onside kick, I think we all know what's happening. Yeah, that's true to a degree, but you don't throughout the course of the game, if it's early in the fourth quarter and a team has the ability to surprise onside. There's been a variety of ways, too, teams have tried to alter the way they kick the ball in order to try to race down and recover it. So I think the other thing that I'm going to miss the most is, you know what you're not going to get? You're not going to get the big man return. You're not going to get the big boy, the rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Huh. You know, when they kind of squib kick it. Like, remember Dan Connolly for the Patriots?
Yeah. Probably
almost scored.
You're not going to get that anymore because you only get two return men back. You're not going to put a big guy back there.
Who was the guy last year that did score? It was like a fullback for Jacksonville or somebody that scored, I think, last year, returning a kick. I forget who.
Last year?
I think it was last year.
I don't blur together at this point.
Recall.
You're not going to get that anymore.
Yeah,
man.
It's over.
It stinks.
That's a bummer.
Well, I'm a defensive player, so I don't want to broach that conversation. You know what I mean? That's just, it's just a sad day for us defenders, man, looking at where the NFL is going.
Like, you act like there's not going to be – like, you want concussions in the game. Is that what you're saying, Barr? Like,
I want contact.
Violence.
It's contact. It's a contact sport. If everybody could do it, then everybody would do it, and then the value of it would vastly digress. It would diminish what the game represents.
And that's the good thing about Caleb Williams coming into the league. He's going to add some ruggedness to the entire sport.
You are stupid funny for that.
What are you talking about?
You're stupid funny.
What do you get? No, what?
Expand on your point.
I'm just
saying. Caleb's going to bring that ruggedness to.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have a full beard position right now.
Yes, he does.
It's fully grown.
He's going to be in Chicago. And when you think about just, you know.
He's got coats on, too. And I ain't talking about the ones that keep you warm. I'm talking about coats of paint.
Yeah.
I heard his latest color matched his cell phone cover, which was which was pink.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna have to ask Papa Dacus about that one.
I can't wait.
I'm curious.
That might be the one. That might be Lorena's first dump of the show. The interview with Petros coming up when we get into the Caleb Williams.
Can I please be the one that asked this question of Petros? Please.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Don't steal it from me. I want this moment. I won't.
here's the other thing.
What you mean, you people?
So Hard Knocks is now going to do an entire division, not just one team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's over. Can we just stop with Hard Knocks? Done with it. Been done with it. It doesn't work. It's not interesting anymore. They could try and add an entire division. Whatever you want to do. It's over. Can we stop?
The rationale, too, for doing the division versus one team in season, because that's what this is about, was really interesting. In part because they didn't want one team to feel like they're at a disadvantage by having the distraction of the cameras around. So it's like, all right, so let's just not take it from one team. Let's just do four teams. And that way, everyone's on the same level playing field in the division. It's like, well, wait a second. Could this impact then a division's ability to have multiple teams in the playoffs? Like, you're obviously impacting it to some degree regardless, like if that's your rationale. I'm with you. It feels like we have a hard time nowadays understanding when to let go.
It's over.
Like, it's like when we have a good thing, it's like, oh, no, we don't want it to end. Let's just keep pumping it out. It's like, no, just let it go. Let it go. You don't need to keep producing this and making this. There is enough raw, real content that comes out from players themselves, from teams, just around the social media accounts, from a lot of the teams that are out there. Like, you don't need to see the behind-the-scenes stuff that's edited and doctored when you've got that real-life evidence of that. Many times with players already happening, whether that's right off the field or in their spare time. It's just we've transitioned from a period of time where we already have the access that I think Hard Knocks is trying to provide.
Now, since we're here, though, you got to pick a division. Which division do you want to see covered? If you had to pick one, most interesting division.
I mean, the AFC North to me is really fascinating.
That's a good one.
I was also thinking that or the NFC East.
Or the East?
Yeah.
I would have said the West.
Washington with Dan Quinn. They're going to have a new starting quarterback.
I'll match that with AP in Vegas. Go ahead.
Okay. I would say Brian Daboll and his, even though he can walk back, whatever his behavior was that somebody had an issue with, see how that goes with the Giants.
I'm going to match that with Sean Payton.
All right. How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Okay.
And Saquon Barkley and Nick Sirianni. Who you matching
with?
Dom.
Okay. Let's go with Big Bus the Gus, Gus the Bus, and your boy Harbaugh. And
Harbaugh's
in L.A. All
right.
Come on.
That's going to be interesting.
I'll see your Jim Harbaugh, and I will raise you a Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys on the sinking ship.
Big Mike.
That is
this is where I put the separation of all separating. You got Dak and McCarthy. I got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And oh, wow, by the way, toss in a little Travis Kelce and sprinkle me, man, with a little bit of Taylor Swift.
All right, you win.
Done.
That's it.
Bo.
We didn't even get to
blow
Chris
out
Jones.
The candle.
That's it.
Yeah.
Drop the microphone.
Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Hey. Mr. Snuffleupagus.
The AFC East would be interesting just purely because, like, the Jets would have to be on it again. Like,
that's a good one.
How mad would they be about that?
That's a good one.
You know? I mean, you obviously have a first-year head coach in New England, like the coach who takes over for the legend of Bill Belichick, what that looks like. You've got the Bills, whether they continue to stay as one of the top teams or they start to kind of fade away. It's just, I don't know, there's a lot of great storylines in the NFL. I could see why you'd want to do an entire division, but very similar to what the quarterback series on Netflix, they realized that not a lot of people want to do this.
It's just,
so they pivoted. On, now it's what, receivers, even though it really should be pass catchers since technically you've got some tight ends in there.
There's enough content. We got enough.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good here. You know, there's enough going on. We don't need can we get another inside look? And by the way, you guys tell me, when you watch Hard Knocks, when's the last time you watched it and said, now that's what it's really like in the NFL? Like, it does, like, we don't seem like we get, like, what the real story is. We get, like, the heartwarming story.
They don't show guys walking out with trash bags after they get cut enough. Like, that happens all the time. It is the most, like, degrading thing, too. Like, think about that. Like, most people are like, oh, I got fired from my job today. They walk outside with, like, a cardboard box of all their possessions and their valuables. No, you get a trash bag in the NFL, man. Like, that's
and that's
it.
What it used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that why they created Hard Knocks? Is like to see the stars be stars, but really to watch the struggles of the other guys.
Yeah, the emotional stories. Like
they don't do that anymore.
And
with
by the
Hard
way,
Knocks.
How many guys get cut that you guys saw that would walk out of the building and like throw something or cause a scene? I don't. Recall
I didn't want to see it, so I wouldn't know.
What'd
like, that's
do?
What I'm telling you. That stuff is traumatic, man. Like, you're laughing, but in the moment, when you're living in the moment of with somebody that you've been driving to practice with or going to breakfast with or hanging out with on the game during the games and stuff like that, and now they've been released, they got cut.
Hey.
Like, and you're talking about being in training camp,
Riverside,
you know, where you got camp eye and all that stuff. Like, bro, y'all camp eyeing together. Y'all got all kinds of stories to share with one another. Like, and they're gone. Like, that's a traumatic experience, man.
What do you mean by camp eye? What are you getting at?
What do you mean? You know, my rookie year. You know, some places they hold open camps. And
yeah,
when you get camp eye, you be on. You remember what I did in Vegas? Like, you be in practice, like, camp eye. And everybody might have not have caught what I just did, but if
I don't have any idea what you're quarterback. I've seen some guys when they get released have some really hard emotions with it, and that's the tough part. Is it's the dream. For a lot of players, it's the dream of getting to that point and you're that close to it, and then it goes away. and then you might realize never get the dream shot. Is
the dream was wow, like get to the league. Wait, hold on. I didn't know it meant like you got to stay in the league. Like I made it to the league. What do you mean I'm cut?
I've seen dudes who go out to the practice field to get a warm-up to get pulled right off the field. It's like, this is not what was advertised. Mm. I remember one time when I got cut in Miami, and I remember it was Dennis Hickey as the general manager who, you know, it's funny, like on the way in, he was like, oh, yeah, you know, we need, you know, we don't have much depth there. We need help, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. Second day I was in there, I wasn't getting any reps. I was like, oh, okay. Like, here we go. Like, they're not really, they're just, I'm here as a camp arm. And so, and I've told this story before to people, like I've called one of the executives at Fox Sports because they had already offered me a job to call games. And I said, hey, they're going to cut me. Like I've seen this before. I've seen how the story plays out. You know, at that point it was year eight. So I'd been in it long enough to know how this works. And I was like, please save the spot for me. But after training camp, if I don't end up signing with someone else. And so everyone at Fox was cool about it and kind enough where, when that time came, like they still held it for me. I was in a broadcast booth the next week, but that I'll never forget having the conversation with Joe Philbin, who was the head coach at the time, because I kind of said to him, and why did some of my family members had a relationship with Joe and his family. So when we talked, and I didn't really talk to him when I initially signed there because it was right at the beginning of training camp. And he was like, well, he's like, I'm sorry, you know, whatever was told. He's like, you know, this was kind of what we were looking at and kind of what we were trying to do. And we want to have a veteran guy that comes in, knows the system if we need to bring him back during the season, all that. And so when I basically went in to see Dennis Hickey, I kind of let him have it because he's the one that like basically lied to my face. And I didn't like, it wasn't overly emotional and everything else. I just said, hey, I know you're new at this, but next time, like, you know, just be more of a grown man and treat people with the truth and just tell them what the deal was going into it. Cause I had other opportunities to sign elsewhere in training camp. And so he was kind of perplexed by it. And I'll never forget as I was walking downstairs to leave, to go grab my stuff and head out, he like turned a corner and saw me wait at the elevator and looked scared. Like I was a bully in junior high and I was going to shove him in a locker and like walk the other way. And I just started laughing. And I looked at one of the assistants who was with me. I'm like, how pathetic was that? it's so funny, man, some of these executives and how they act, especially when they're faced with conflict, like face to face. But that was one of those moments where I thought to myself, like, if this was on like Hard Knocks or a reality TV show, I would have been laughing my ass off watching that back, looking at how scared he looked.
It's just man. Just all thinking right. Lamar, why are you so emotional? You didn't get cut. Yeah, but him and I had camp eye together.
Camp arm, camp ass, the same thing. You only want it for training camp.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here, the old P, Petros Papadakis, is going to stop by, and it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And right now we turn it over to the old P. Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show and analyst for Fox's college football coverage. And you can hear him on the Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports. P, what's happening? Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
A little late today, huh? What's going on? What are you guys doing? A lot of grab ass?
Yeah, a lot of grab ass.
Yeah, a lot of grab ass.
A lot of that stuff out there.
Calling this out.
LeVar has a question for you, Petro.
Did you watch the USC game where Caleb Williams was in attendance?
I saw the clip.
You saw the clip? Like, yep. What was your take on the clip?
That he's very comfortable with himself, much like Felix the Cat right on the corner of Figueroa and Jefferson there at the Felix Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I saw your new Toyota.
That was all I wanted.
You know, can I tell you about the Felix the Cat?
Yes.
Why he's like Caleb Williams?
Tell us.
That big, black, beautiful cat right there on the corner of Figueroa and Jefferson?
Whoa.
Well, number one, he's bent down at the knees, and that shows you that he has athleticism. He's ready to pounce.
Flexibility.
Yeah, with a great deal.
Okay.
On a Chevrolet or a Cadillac, or maybe an improvised throw after the offensive line protection inevitably breaks down. Also, he's pointing at you right there on whether you're driving on Figueroa or Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling you out, saying, I got a great deal for you.
Whoa. And, what deal would that be?
Well, you know, on a Chevrolet or Cadillac.
Oh,
a rookie quarterback deal. And also, he's got a hand on a hip. And you know why that is?
Why?
He's comfortable with his sexuality.
Okay.
He's got fiery green neon eyes.
Yep.
And sometimes that makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But those that are comfortable realize it's a great place to get a Chevrolet or a Cadillac. And the sign is a historical landmark here in the city of Los Angeles.
And we're talking about Felix.
Well, we're talking about both. I mean, he's right there, catty corner to the Galen Center. And Caleb is a guy who's obviously very comfortable and historic in his own right. Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep.
But, yeah.
I saw the clip.
He seems, you know, look, football is a certain way, and the guys that play football are a certain way. And maybe 2024 is different than it was when I played, but.
Petros, what about the new truck?
The Toyota Tacoma?
Yeah, I saw your poster about it.
Oh, no, yeah, the Tacoma, yes. I've switched over, much like the Dodgers, to Japan. And I've become I was with Chevrolet for a dozen years.
Great response for that.
And they fired me after 12 years of toiling and giving away trucks and driving a free truck. It was, you know, a dozen years is a long time.
That's a long time.
So, and then they fired us, or the guy that we worked with retired. And I used a Band-Aid dealership for a year here in town. And now I've gone to the SoCal Toyota Dealers Collective Group, and I drive a Tacoma.
Hey, I got a Tacoma too, P.
Yes, he does.
And I noticed that I crack a lot of necks. It's like when you drive a Chevy, you crack the Chevy necks, and now I crack the Toyota necks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a new truck. So everybody's like, oh, is that the new one? It's like, yeah, I don't do anything with it. I have no purpose.
Whose necks are you cracking? Like, what is a Toyota?
Workers.
Okay.
Laborers, Brady.
Look like.
Laborers.
I wasn't sure if you were alluding to something else based on
you know,
your
guys
initial.
That if they had their nails all manicured like Caleb Williams,
Brady
they'd just be
Quinn.
Destroyed.
Funny as hell, Brady Quinn. Oh,
I thought he
gosh.
Was going to go a different
you
direction.
You slid it in there. Snuck it in there.
I thought he was going a different direction.
Oh my God.
Is there anything you guys else want out of me here in this 8 minutes of radio?
Petros.
we want it all, Petros.
Petros, I have a question for you. Do you believe Shohei Ohtani's account of the gambling drama that went on
I was there
several days? Yeah.
I was there for the press conference. You know, it's not often that I'm actually like a functional member of the media. You know what I mean? Like in practice. So that was kind of interesting because I've been to Dodger. You know what I mean? I've been to Dodger Stadium, I don't know, 30, 40 times a year, every year for the last 10, whatever years we've carried the Dodgers, not to mention that I've grown up here. And I've been there for World Series, all kinds of different events, Mookie Betts showing up, Adrian Gonzalez, all these different things that have happened over the years that were big news in the moment. I've never, and Matt and I were talking about this, never seen Dodger Stadium like that. And it was an exhibition game. And the reason it was like that was for this press conference. And we waited in a line for 2 hours to get our credential. And eventually just walked out of the line and walked into Dodger Stadium, like you know us, right? Because we had to start the show. It was crazy. I mean, just the collective of Japanese media, and they're so polite. They don't get mad at you if you cut in line, or they get mad, but they don't say anything.
Nothing. Never mind.
I was really surprised at how candid he was. He went for 11 minutes. Of course, there's still some missing pieces and some holes and the whole thing. But look, if there's a federal investigation going on and an MLB investigation going on, and you stand up there and say, I've never gambled on anything. I've been completely lied to. I am innocent. I'm shocked by this. That doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room. I mean, that is, you know, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. So he's very, I mean, that is taking a stand where he didn't have to. I mean, he really, all he had to do if he was going to do anything is I thought he was just going to say, hey, there's a legal investigation. We're not able to talk about this. Please respect our privacy. The truth will come out. I'll be exonerated. Like, none of that weird little legalese. It was much more him trying to explain himself. And it wasn't super clear, but it was interesting, no doubt about it. And it's just been a nightmare for the Dodgers. I mean, last year they had Julio Urias with the terrible domestic violence issue. The year before was the big Bauer controversy. Yeah. And now, I mean, this is potentially globally impactful, and there's a gigantic investigation shadowing the team while they start one of the most anticipated seasons in Dodger history, if not the most. So certainly a wild time, and it was crazy to kind of be part of it and be in the middle of it.
Would you think about, like, kind of not sitting him out, but I guess for lack of a better term, because they're not going to put him on like an exempt list. Would you think about
doing
that?
He's going to play. Like after the press conference, he went over.
Like I know. But would you think about like sitting him just to try to remove the distraction from the guys who are getting ready to play the season until it's figured out?
I think it would be more of a distraction if you remove him. I mean, there's nothing you can do that where this is not a distraction. I guess they just have to kind of lean into it. And like I was saying, like...
Start gambling more?
I don't know. Just...
Everything's a gambling reference?
Start the season like it's... Yeah, open the windows at the stadium, you know. But no, just start the season like it's the season. I mean, that's basically what they're doing. And what was interesting to me is right after the press conference, he trotted over to left field at Dodger Stadium, followed by... And it literally looked like in a cartoon where it's like a big dust ball of like people trampling over to one place or another. It was like a huge horde of media trampled over to the edge of the left field where there's a roped off area. And he threw for the first time off a flat ground because he's recovering from a Tommy John. So not only did he do the press conference, he went and performed for the media and threw. Basically saying, yeah, I did the press conference, and now look, my arm's getting better, and I'm doing this. So I don't know what they can do other than just say there's an investigation, and Shohei didn't do anything, and this guy, I guess, Ipe Mitsuhara, the translator, is a lot like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie, you know, Catch Me If You Can, just a diabolical liar that everybody bought for whatever reason. It's a complicated story, and guys like you and I really, I think, are more skeptical about it, even though I don't understand gambling as much as others. But there's this weird English second language or English not really used at all, and he said that he didn't understand what Ipe was saying to the team in Korea, and he was giving them misinformation when he was explaining the situation. I mean, there's a lot of weird gray area here and a lot to unpack, and we're already talking about a very mysterious guy. I don't see why you guys just have to keep harping on him. It's very clear that he's a great baseball player who had a diabolical, evil Svengali best friend who now just wants to spend time with his secret wife.
And
leave him alone.
And listen,
let me be with my secret wife.
And I got news for you. If it comes out that he is a degenerate gambler, I'm not going to judge him. That's fine. If he's not betting on baseball or if he's not fixing games, doesn't bother me.
Well, yeah, why is it a story? Well, if there's one thing I'm against in this world, you know, everybody's got their crusade. You know, some people are against pills. Some people are against the pollution.
Nail polish.
Yeah, LeVar doesn't like it if a guy's got a little swagger in him, you know. Looks like he could be in the Village People.
I didn't say that.
I say YMCA.
And
you know what they say, LeVar. Reference. In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas. But the one thing that I'm really against, guys, like the one thing I really take a stand against and I really have a problem with is wire fraud. Wire fraud is like, to me, you might as well be a mass murderer. This sending money across state lines illegally, somebody's got to go down for that. Someone's got to pay. So, you know, that was the funny thing, like in that first ESPN report where the Ipe guy was like, yeah, you know, Shohei, you know, he gave me the money. And it's like, well, if that's true, then it's wire fraud. And Shohei just committed a federal crime. Right. And so they had to walk that back. I guess so. It's very, very complicated, and I might not be the guy to ask. But the funny thing is like, you know, right after this happened, getting calls from all these people like, he's totally clean. There's nothing wrong. You don't have to worry about that.
Who said that? That sounds like somebody I've heard
before. Sounds like someone we know.
Yeah. I believe him. I believe him.
Okay. All right. Well. I was going to say, so that's your best guess? Nothing comes from this?
Well, if you already stood up and said, I've never had sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I mean, there's not, you know, there's a whole too big to fail element too, right? Like a lot of people make a lot of money off Otani and they might want to protect him.
Yes, but that's translator.
That's also hard to believe though, right? Like would the FBI and MLB collaborate to protect this guy? The state of California is not too happy with them about all the deferred money. They want that tax money. There's, I mean, so there's a lot of
Gavin
weird...
Newsom or Nancy Pelosi on this issue.
Where indeed? Wine tasting.
Or underneath a huge pile of trash in San Francisco. they're trying to talk about it, but they're encumbered. They're like in that weird trash compactor in Star Wars.
They're counting sleeping bags.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know, but certainly it is the most unique and crazy story. Just to think that the Dodgers only had 3 hours of non-controversy in their season while they were playing in Korea, and all of a sudden this thing hit like a ton. I mean, think of the timing of the story, and then wonder where it came from and how why and what is going to happen as far as it playing out. It's it really is kind of confounding. And it's too big for me to decipher, especially in 8 minutes at this time of morning.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think you did a great job, Petros.
Well, I don't know what you guys were doing in the first segment. I mean, it must have been some real grab ass.
Real grab ass.
A lot of grab ass going on.
Get him on Twitter, at the OLP.
I mean, the guy does a few dances in the stands at a women's game, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like he's a Cisco.
Thanks, P. We'll do it again next week. There he is, Petros Papadakis, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The Team Attractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. So we're going to close up shop here on a Wednesday with another edition of the BQ News right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. We are going to get to the BQ news coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. A reminder that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. If you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Well, we could take this a few directions because it's hard. There's a lot of news about Sean Diddy Combs out there. Probably one of the most interesting parts is his alleged drug mule was arrested at a Miami airport. And come to find out, the 25-year-old was actually a former basketball player at Syracuse. So kind of an odd little connection, but still a lot more to find out about this. So why not go to the great state of Florida and give away an award for Mom of the Year?
All right.
A Florida mom who was accused of trying to sell her daughter to a store employee for $500 went to jail. And probably the most odd thing was a Florida hunter. He mistook a man for a wild turkey. Yeah, the victim had to be airlifted to the Daytona Beach Hospital. Apparently a hunter was out. He saw three female turkeys walk across the road, followed them down, and then shot what he thought to be a male turkey. Instead, it was a human being.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you look like a turkey, you deserve to be shot.
I have that problem all the time.
I see
turkeys all day long.
Yeah.
Really?
That one. Damn.
You're on you, Mark.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.